Iran diplomacy breakthrough lifts markets from uncertainty. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemines AI Hyde. And number 9,650, the S&AMP P500 climbed to a record high on Iran peace signals, while the manufacturing PMI input prices index reached 80.0 in May, its highest level since mid-2022, representing a 22-point surge since February. Estimated CPI inflation accelerated to 4.2% from 2.4% earlier in the year, and gasoline prices jumped from $2.98 per gallon to $4.52, signaling renewed inflation pressures despite the equity market rally. The University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index collapsed from 56.6 to 44.8, creating a disconnect between rising equity markets and deteriorating macroeconomic fundamentals. The S&P 500 climbed to a record high on Iran peace signals, but the same economy producing that rally just recorded the largest monthly surge in manufacturing input costs since June 2022, a 22-point spike that mirrors the inflation crisis Wall Street spent 3 years trying to escape. The index's advance landed on the same week the May manufacturing PMI input prices index reached 80.0, its highest print since mid-2022, according to S&P Global. That number has risen 22 points since February alone. At the same time, estimated CPI inflation accelerated to 4.2% from 2.4% earlier this year. Gasoline prices jumped from $2.98 per gallon to $4.52, and the University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index collapsed from 56.6 to 44.8. Equity markets and the macro data are not telling the same story. The collision of a geopolitical relief rally with deteriorating fundamentals puts institutional capital in a precise bind: buy the ceasefire trade and absorb the stagflation risk, or fade the headline and position for the data. The answer matters because the path of corporate earnings, credit spreads, and terminal rate pricing all hinge on which signal proves correct first. Key data point: the May manufacturing PMI input prices index reached 80.0, up 22 points since February 2026, the largest monthly increase since June 2022, according to S&P Global. The Iran conflict lit a fuse that was already burning. President Donald Trump's escalating conflict with Iran disrupted energy markets at a moment when supply chains had only recently stabilized. Shipping risk across the Strait of Hormuz increased, lifting oil prices and raising transportation and insurance costs for refiners and logistics operators. Energy costs are embedded in nearly every goods category, from groceries and construction materials to airline tickets and manufactured goods. Businesses facing higher input costs pass them directly to consumers rather than absorbing margin compression. The result is textbook stagflation, price acceleration combined with weakening demand. Consumer sentiment at 44.8 signals households are pulling back. Manufacturing and services activity expanded only modestly, and companies accelerated layoffs even as input prices surged. The economy is simultaneously too hot on prices and too cold on output, the precise configuration that defeated every Federal Reserve strategy between 2021 and 2023. What changes with a peace signal is the energy component of that equation. If the Strait of Hormuz reopens to normal traffic flows, gasoline prices and transportation costs could retrace part of their gains. But the 22-point climb in manufacturing input prices since February reflects more than just energy. It reflects tariff-driven cost escalation, supply chain insurance premiums, and labor adjustments that do not reverse on a diplomatic headline. The stagflation table, where the numbers stand today, sources: S&P Global, Bureau of Labor Statistics, AAA, University of Michigan, as reported by 24/7 Wall Street, May 24, 2026. The PMI input price index at 80.0 puts current manufacturing cost pressure in the top decile of historical readings. The 2021 to 2022 inflation crisis, which drove CPI above 9% and forced 525 basis points of Federal Reserve rate hikes, began with a similarly rapid acceleration in input prices. The current 22.2-month climb matches that episode in pace, though not yet in duration. The gasoline move is particularly significant for portfolio construction. A $1.54 per gallon increase from February to May, representing a 51.7% gain in fuel costs at the pump, flows through to consumer disposable income within weeks. For institutional investors tracking consumer discretionary exposure, that compression in real purchasing power arrives faster than CPI prints do. The Fed's impossible position and what it means for rates the Federal Reserve faces a constraint that peace talks in the Gulf cannot resolve. If inflation expectations become unanchored at 4.2% and above, the Fed must tighten. If growth is already slowing and layoffs are accelerating, tightening deepens the contraction. The Iran ceasefire trade is partly a rates trade, Lower geopolitical risk means lower energy prices, which lowers realized CPI, which gives the Fed room to cut or hold without hiking. That logic is coherent but fragile. The manufacturing input price index at 80.0 is a forward-looking cost signal. It tells us what businesses paid in May, and those costs will appear in finished goods prices over the coming months. CPI estimates at 4.2% may themselves prove conservative if the PMI data is an accurate leading indicator. For fixed income positioning, the stagflation scenario argues against duration. Long-dated treasuries suffer when inflation rises faster than growth. For equity positioning, the calculus splits by sector. Energy producers benefit from elevated oil prices until a genuine ceasefire materializes. Consumer discretionary and retail names face margin pressure from both higher input costs and weaker consumer sentiment. Industrials face a dual headwind of cost escalation and decelerating demand. The relief rally, what it is and what it is not, the S&P 500's record high on Iran peace hopes reflects a real and tradable dynamic. Geopolitical risk premiums embedded in oil prices can deflate quickly when diplomatic signals shift. If crude retreats and gasoline prices follow, the Fed's rate path softens, credit spreads compress, and equity multiples expand. That sequence has played out repeatedly in post-conflict de-escalation episodes. What this rally is not, a macro all-clear. The structural damage from a 22-point PMI input price surge does not reverse in a week. Consumer sentiment at 44.8 reflects months of accumulated purchasing power erosion, not a single gasoline price spike. The two signals, equity record and stagflation data, can coexist for weeks. They cannot coexist indefinitely without one capitulating to the other. Historical precedent supports caution. In 2022, equity markets staged multiple relief rallies during the Fed's tightening cycle, each fading as inflation data reasserted itself. The S&P 500 fell more than 19% over that calendar year despite repeated bear market rallies. The current configuration, record highs meeting the highest manufacturing cost growth in 3 years, echoes that pattern precisely. Investment positioning, where private equity and institutional capital should be looking for private equity, stagflation is a portfolio stress test that surfaces in two places: debt service coverage and exit multiples. Leveraged buyouts underwritten at 2024 cost assumptions face margin compression if input prices remain elevated at current levels. Sponsors with consumer-facing businesses, particularly in food, retail, and logistics, need to re-underwrite their thesis against a 4.2% inflation environment with a 44.8 consumer sentiment floor. The energy sector is the clearest near-term beneficiary if the conflict persists, and a calculated hedge if it does not. Upstream producers with Strait of Hormuz production exposure carry event risk in both directions. Refining margins, historically sensitive to crude product spreads, benefit from elevated oil but compress if demand weakens materially. Infrastructure and real assets with contracted inflation escalators offer duration-matched protection in a stagflation scenario. These positions do not depend on either a ceasefire or a soft landing. They compound regardless. The Plaquemines view the market is pricing a ceasefire with Iran as a macro reset. Plaquemines disagrees with that framing. The Iran conflict was a catalyst, not the cause. The 22-point climb in manufacturing input prices since February did not originate in the Strait of Hormuz. It originated in tariff-driven supply chain restructuring, labor market tightness in goods-producing sectors, and the slow accumulation of cost pressures that began in late 2025. The conflict amplified and accelerated a trend already in motion. Our thesis, the peace rally is a short-duration trade dressed as a macro pivot. Institutional capital that repositions aggressively into risk assets on the ceasefire signal will face a CPI print in the coming months that reflects May's 80.0 PMI reading in finished goods prices. At that point, the Fed's optionality narrows, rate cut expectations compress, and the equity multiple expansion that justified record highs reverses. The second-order play is not obvious from the headline. Consumer sentiment at 44.8 is now below levels seen during the early 2023 regional banking stress episode. That is not a recession signal by itself, but it is a demand destruction signal. Businesses that accelerated layoffs in May while input prices surged are telling you the P&L is under stress from both ends. Earnings revisions for consumer-facing sectors should move lower over the next 2 quarters, with or without an Iran resolution. The opportunity sits in the mismatch. If equities hold near records while macro deteriorates, short-duration positioning in consumer discretionary, paired with long energy and infrastructure, captures both the stagflation hedge and the potential ceasefire reversal. That is not a bull or bear call. It is a recognition that 4.2% inflation and 44.8% consumer sentiment do not coexist with equity record highs for long. The bottom line, the S&P 500 at a record high and a manufacturing PMI input price index at 80.0 are not a contradiction. They are two clocks running at different speeds, and institutional capital's job is to know which one tells the real time. The stagflation data from May 2026 is the more durable signal. The Iran peace rally is the more immediate one. Position for the former. Trade the latter carefully. When CPI catches up to PMI, the record will look different in hindsight.